Hi, listeners. I want to tell you about a cause that I'm involved with at Heritage Radio Network. HRN is celebrating its 15th year, and to celebrate, we're deepening our commitment to giving voice to the next generation of food system storytellers, and we need your help. Our internship and fellowship programs help activate new possibilities for underrepresented and underestimated young people through experiential journalism, audio engineering, and production training. Through these unique programs, HRN helps food equity stewards build essential workforce readiness skills that expand their potential and foster economic mobility. Please consider supporting these critical programs. And with a minimum donation, you can be entered to win a dinner for two at an amazing restaurant in one of eight cities and tickets to a concert at a great venue in one of those cities. We have incredible partners across the country who have donated, as they also share our passion for helping to educate the next generation of food system storytellers. Check out heritageradionetwork.org/15 to donate and enter to win today. That's heritageradionetwork.org/15 to donate and enter to win today. And make sure you donate before March 31st. Thank you.
Hey everyone, it's Cam Hurt, host of the Best Show Ever podcast, and we have got a second season coming out very soon that I am very excited about. We've got some very cool special guests, including musical acts that we all love, like Karina Reichman, Daniel Donato, Jake Brownstein from Eggy, Rick and Peter from Goose, and many more. Tune in for new episodes dropping on Osiris Media March 5th on the Best Show Ever podcast.
Osiris.
What's going on? This is Karina Reichman here with yet another episode of Inappropriate Happiness. And I'm joined, as always, by my friend, my compadre, my left hand. This is Mr. Isaac Sloan. Isaac, tell me the good word, my friend. What's going on?
Karina, it must be Tuesday because you have me twisted again. It's Inappropriate Happiness.
Boom.
Boom.
We are so inappropriately happy to get this popping right now. Yo, dude.
Yo.
What's good?
Well, you know, I've been thinking you were on tour with Mr. Marco Benevento.
True.
This past weekend.
Dude. It was so fun and refreshing because the week before I had come back from a month of tour with my own band, which was magical and incredible in every way. But, you know, I'm like the default person. You know what I mean? I like everything comes back down to me. I have to like deal with the merch and I deal with the settlement and I deal with wrangling all of my lunatics all around the country, you know? Whereas on Marco Tour, I'm the lunatic that gets wrangled. And man, I love being a lunatic that gets wrangled, let me tell you.
I love that. So you played the Sinclair.
Correct.
In Massachusetts on Thursday night?
That was it. And then we did Higher Ground.
I came out for that. What a time. Let me just say, I've seen you guys in a lot of places over many, many years. And that was it was a special show, wouldn't you say?
Definitely. It was such a special show. And, you know, Marco, it's not, you know, we don't usually do an evening with Marco, you know, two sets and whatnot. But these three shows were an evening with, baby. And let me just say, that was a wild ride.
Absolutely.
Marco does, you know, most of the two-set bands we go to see, over under, play two-hour-ish long sets. Am I wrong to say that? Hour-ish.
An hour, usually, for the first set, just a little bit over an hour, and the second set's typically a little bit longer. I think that's my experience of it.
Sure.
Wouldn't you say?
I would say just about that. But with this, it was definitely like an hour first set, and then like a 2+ hour second set.
Yeah, no, that's a long show.
Which is long. That's just like, wow, all right. Like normally we play about 2 hours straight through, but then there's like that extra hour of music. And of course, I never know what he's going to play.
Right. No, I don't think people know that about Marco as a band leader, yeah. But he keeps you on your toes.
I literally, like, sometimes I look over there and he starts a tune and I'm like, oh, in my head, I'm like, oh my fucking God. Like, is there a B section of this song? We have not played or rehearsed this song since 2017. What is he thinking? And then lo and behold, I usually figure it out. You know, he has better faith in me than I have faith in me, which you is
always
lovely.
It's always a blast. And I feel like his show's really, you know, like there was real arc, I thought, at The Higher Ground. He is thinking on his feet, but he's doing so with a lot of attention for the show and his showmanship and how best to present this awesome trio that you're in.
Yeah, I agree. I definitely agree. It was really, really fun and a good exercise for me just on that level. And turns out I know quite a few Marco tunes, turns out. So that was really, really fun. And then the last night was at Stage One in Fairfield, which was sold out and spectacular. And man, shout out to those guys, because that club rules. That club is the shit. I cannot wait to go back.
I personally love a multi-purpose venue in the middle of a suburban town.
Yes.
And I think that really hits the mark, right?
It's literally that. It's
with
literally
some great
that.
Booking, obviously Marco and a lot of fun shows there over the years.
Definitely. Oh my God. They just had Galactic and they have a lot of cool, they have Chick 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 coming up.
Oh, wow.
I love.
Cool.
And you know, I saw Luna there once, which was cool, in the big room. There's like the big room and the small room, but it's one of those things, much like The Higher Ground, for those who don't know, there's the big room and the small room. This is up in the beautiful, great state of Vermont. You know, there's the dressing rooms are linked, sort of.
Right.
In both the big room and the small room. So if you have, you know, two awesome shows on either side, you just got a brand new crop of friends.
That's cool.
You know, and like, I just really like that. There's something about the whole community aspect of it where we like all eat together. And like, I mean, you don't have to eat together, but you're picking up your chicken marsala together, you know what I mean? Because it's catered and it's a beautiful thing. Going for a brownie, the guy from Jukebox the Ghost is going for a brownie, we say a quick hello. That's just great. So really a beautiful weekend of music and interpersonal experiences.
Well, while I was up there actually yes. getting my chicken marsala and brownie, pandemonium broke out in the jam band Rumor Mill.
Dude, we were shocked, huh? We were shocked. Let them know.
Dead & Company, who we talked about just last week,
yep.
announced a nice summer tour, reasonable summer tour. And Rolling Stone magazine broke some news that they would stop touring after 2022.
Right, which we were all like, oh, wow, like, what does this mean? What's it mean for J-Rad? What's it mean in general? Like, is this, you know, end of an era? But then
Bob Weir retweets it with the message, news to me, ... And then Bill Kreutzmann chimes in saying, I thought you knew something that I didn't. Hashtag, the music never stops. Hashtag, we will survive.
Dude, so you and me and all of our pals, we were reasonably shocked, I think.
I think there was a lot of consideration for what that kind of news would mean. You know, the Grateful Dead music hitting stadiums is a big deal. It's a real celebration of a musical legacy and a genre that spurred so much joy for so many people. And to see it at that scale, I think, is an important thing that we have come to sort of take for granted with the touring model.
It's true.
And, you know, I heard that, you know, somebody speculating that Phil Lesh might have been the anonymous source that leaked that, because he just today announced some summer dates.
Yeah. I mean, I just feel like, for the record, who at I'm not saying somebody at Rolling Stone needs to get fired over this, but like, what, how was this not, you know, the T's crossed and the I's dotted on something as sort of heavy, as you're saying, as like an announcement like that, like a band ceasing to tour, the juggernaut of our little small pocket of the world right here. Like,
absolutely.
I feel like somebody, is it an intern who leaked this? What's going on? What do you make of that still? I still have no idea what could have, I don't know, like maybe, didn't they release a statement that was like, we, you know, our sources over at Dead & Company, you know, sang a different tune the first time we mentioned this, and now blah, 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 like kind of backtracking.
Right, right.
Very bizarre.
Very bizarre.
Don't even know. But I'll tell you what, Isaac, the music never stops.
The music never stops.
Yeah.
And just a little bit of a self-promotion plug, tomorrow, the Grateful Dead Studies Association is starting a conference.
Dude.
It will be a virtual conference, part of the Popular Culture Association. You can find out more at deadstudies.org. I am on a roundtable tomorrow and on a panel on Friday, and a bunch of academics are going to get together and talk about the Grateful Dead through different interdisciplinary ways, you know, different lenses.
My dude, yo, I'm telling you, this guy does more than anybody. I didn't even know that that was coming up. I know that Isaac does these things, but I didn't know that was popping off so soon. What are you talking about on Friday?
Tomorrow, yeah. I'm on a roundtable where we're going to talk about the Grateful Dead's presence in the modern musical landscape and the influence that the Grateful Dead has had on Phish and on other bands of the genre.
Dude, can I get a Zoom link? Is there a link?
I can send you a Zoom link.
This is so heady.
And as a little preview for all of those who are not attending, my participation on the roundtable, I'm going to talk about the musical lineage and Garcia as a real student of music, a real passionate guitar player and a music lover, and that student mentality showing up in the Grateful Dead and how it's manifested in the other bands that we care so deeply about.
I love that. I literally love that. You should all, I beg, beseech, and implore you all to check that out, because, I mean, sounds absolutely riveting.
Thanks, Green.
Let's go, dude. Come on. Isaac, what? Oh,
well, you saw some. You saw a show just last night that I know you wanted to talk about.
I did, actually. I totally did. Y'all, I saw at Madison Square Garden, the world's most famous arena, I saw the co-bill of Alt-J and Portugal the Man, where Portugal the Man kicked things off. And, well, really, Cherry Glazer kicked things off, and I was not there for that, but I'm sure it was great. And it was so interesting. Portugal the Man, I'm a huge fan. It's maybe my fourth or fifth Portugal the Man show, you know, and it was an interesting thing where they, I want to say 80 to 90% of their set, this is their MSG debut, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Covers.
Oh.
And I was like, don't get me wrong, your girl loves a well-placed cover. Play two, play three, play four, you know, go get crazy with yourselves. You play an MSG, mm-hmm. you do whatever you want. But like on that same tip, I'm like, you guys have like 10 records. They've been putting out records since 2006 consistently.
Wow. I don't think I even realized they've been around that long.
Deeply long, you know, and they have been consistently putting out excellent records. Of course, they're escalating in poppiness over the years with 2017's Woodstock being the smash hit with Feel It Still, and Live in the Moment and Rich Friends and all these great songs that like achieved great, you know, mainstream success. But I was like, man, you guys, like, it's your MSG debut. I just wanted to hear more of you.
Sure,
I didn't need
sure.
to hear In Bloom. I didn't need to hear the, you know, Another Brick in the Wall. You know what I mean? If we wanted to hear Another Brick in the Wall, we could have gone down to Pete's Tavern, you know? And right. That's all I'm saying. Not trying to, you know, it's all good. And of course, nobody, like, they open their show with For Whom the Bell Tolls by Metallica, just the riff, into Seasons in the Abyss by Slayer, just the riff, into Cowboys from Hell by Pantera. You know me well enough to know nobody would enjoy that more than me.
No, it's right up your alley.
It's everything I like, right? So this isn't me being like, oh, wah. You know, I was raging. I was enjoying this all very much. But then, I don't know, they kept doing these covers. And like, I was like, man, I just want to hear you guys. You're so dope. Like, I don't know. That's just my thought. Otherwise, it was a beautiful show. And Alt-J was really awesome. And they performed in a cube with holograms and all these crazy graphics going up and down. Crazy shit. Sometimes they're in a shark tank. Sometimes they're in the Serengeti.
Wow.
Yo. Sometimes they're in outer space. It was wildly, it was visually kind of thrilling, I gotta say. So that was a great show. And next week, we're going back, Isaac. We're going back for four nights of Phish. Well, you're going back for four nights of Phish. I'm going back for one night of Phish. Anyway, more on that next week.
Yes, next week the listeners will be treated to a YMSG retrospective.
That's right. We're going to go deep. We're going to give you all the salacious details on our favorite shows and things like that.
Well, a show that I personally loved seeing at Madison Square Garden was The White Stripes.
Ooh, good segue.
On the Icky Thump Tour.
Dude.
And I think it was their last New York City play. They really went out with the bang. Sure. But I bring that up because Jack White, co-founder of the White Stripes, has hit the road in support of his new album. And, you know, he kicked it off with two nights in the Masonic Temple Theater in his home, Detroit.
Yep. The Dirty D.
The Dirty D. And he got both engaged and married on stage to his now wife, Olivia Jean.
Dude, which is the craziest shit ever. We love this. This is amazing. And she was, am I wrong to say she's in the opening band, correct? Or am I tripping on that?
Oh, she may be. I know she's opening for some of the shows on the tour.
Right.
Yes.
Cool. Yeah. Well, so she's around there, and he calls her up on stage and he says, will you marry me?
Well, during Hotel Yorba.
Yes.
Which is a song with a line that goes, I know it may sound silly to think childish thoughts like these, but I'm so tired of acting tough and I want to do what I please. So let's get married. And so I guess in the song, right around that verse, he says, will you marry me? She accepts and they sing, let's get married in a big cathedral by a priest. Because if I'm the man that you love the most, you'll say I do at least.
Oh, dude. And they brought out like BYO minister on this.
they brought their own minister.
They BYO'd their minister and he came out and, you know, nuptialized the shit out of them. And then everybody was like, yeah, yeah, now I now pronounce you man and wife. And then they played Steady As She Goes, which, by the way, what a great way to do it.
Totally. And then closing the show out with Seven Nation Army.
Oh, I mean, if that doesn't kickstart your marriage off to some good shit, I don't know what does. I think that's just really, I mean, I feel like that's super newsworthy because that's an amazing thing to do and how well orchestrated from the Yorba to the Steady As She Goes to the Seven Nation Army to the BYO minister. This is a well thought out plan.
Absolutely. Playing in a temple. Jack's mom's there. Olivia's dad's there. It's really a wonderful thing.
Next level.
So yeah, Jack White is out on tour in support of his new album, Fear of the Dawn. Have you heard it?
I've not heard it, but I heard the like one or two of the singles.
Taking You Back.
Taking You Back.
That one's really
good. Taking You Back's the shit. Yeah, yeah. I listen to that a lot, actually.
He's releasing another album in July called Entering Heaven Alive. But yeah, first he's out on tour. He's going to play the Barclay Center while we're at Madison Square Garden.
Ah, you see, if we could only be two places at once, or maybe three. Three would be great.
There's also some European dates. He's hitting Japan. He's hitting Toronto. Some great openers, Chicano Batman, dude. Afghan Whigs, The Kills.
Big, big time.
Big stuff.
Big time. I mean,
and he's newly married.
Right.
But you gotta go support newly married, I don't know.
Newly married Jack White, man.
Newly
we'll be there.
Married Jack White.
That's really sick. I mean, there's nobody like Jack White. You gotta say. And also, can you imagine, like, if you're the Afghan Whigs or the Kills or like any of those bands you just mentioned, like, opening for Jack White on tour is kind of fucking sick. Like,
oh my God.
Who gets that call and is like, yeah, I think we'll pass, you know? Like, that's awesome.
I wanted to be Jack. He was like the first musician I really idolized. Like I cut my hair like him and I wore a top hat when it was like Get Behind Me Satan era.
And you had that red guitar.
Had a knockoff airline guitar.
Dude.
And just thought he was the coolest ever.
And you like totally crushed those covers. Like I would watch you and your brother play just drums and guitar like covers. And kill them.
Well, he's a rock star.
He is. Know? No, there's nothing. It's sort of a modern era, like, Riffmaster McGee. You know what I mean?
And if you're not going out to concerts, so you can't make the Jack White show, all of his shows from this tour are going to be available for download or streaming on nugs.net. It's the first time he's doing this. He's released select archival shows, but it's really great that he, you know, loves the fans that way and wants to share his stuff and is committed to the circulation of live music.
Big
time.
We
love that.
Oh, we literally love that. We love that he has, you know, his ear on the pulse
totally.
Of the heady jammers.
Speaking of people who have their ear on the pulse of the heady jammers.
Yes, sir.
Les Claypool is going to be on tour with Bastard Jazz, which is a very special lineup, including Mr. Stanton Moore, Mr. Mike Dillon, and Skerrick.
Yo, I've seen it. I've only seen it once. And I saw it on Jam Cruise, and it fucked me up properly in the best way. I think this is wildly exciting, but they're not coming east.
They're
correct?
Not. No, it's the end of July through the beginning of August in Oakland, California, other parts of California, Boulder, Colorado, Denver, Colorado. They're playing Pappy and Harriet's and Joshua Tree, which is going to be really cool.
That's really fun. That's a good gig right there. I mean, we love Less. Less is a big deal over around these parts. But man, I mean, you know, to get Skerrick in the mix, it just adds, I mean, all the guys, but like, I feel like Skerrick and Less tap into the evil spirits in a way that really resonate with me.
And the nice thing is, if they play a set of nothing but covers, nobody's going to know.
Exactly.
The music is going to be so damn trippy.
It's such a good call. Portugal the Man.
Portugal and Man, a little too on the nose.
A little too in
just
bloom.
Add Skerrick to your band.
Dude, yeah, if we'll never know that you're covering Another Brick in the Wall. Anyway, it's so good.
But as you mentioned, this is kind of a product of Jazz Fest and Jazz Fest culture of super groups. And Jazz Fest is going to happen at the end of this month and at the beginning of May. And Jam Cruise was announced for 2023. And, you know, I think we're going to start to see the return of some more supergroup jamming, some more, you know, people getting together and just trying stuff out, which I am really looking forward to hearing some of and talking with you about.
You and me both. And it's just really nice, like you say, to see these things that were put on pause for so long come back and bring with them sort of an air of experimentation and fun and, like, you know, that's just a beautiful thing. I think that's really, really cool. And of course, everybody's thrilled for the return of Jazz Fest. Everybody's thrilled for the return of Jam Cruise. And who would have thought, Boogs? We could have never seen the day. I don't know. It's a crazy thing. I call Isaac Boogs for those of you listening.
Oh, yeah,
I Boogs.
True. I don't know if that's like in canon yet.
Yeah, well, you're going to have to learn. Ladies
I
and gentlemen,
Boogs.
This is Boogs. I Boogs, which is a derivative of I Boogie. Oh, yeah. Like iPhone. I Boogie. Thank you. And on that note, iBoogie.
This has been wonderful.
This has been absolutely incredible. We are thrilled to be a part of Osiris Media. Shout out my man, Brian Brinkman. Shout out my main man, RJB. Shout out our producer, the illustrious, the fantastic Marlo Shankweiler, who, by the way, we're going to pull the curtain back on her for a hot second. She is in a band. The band is called Melt. Oh, yeah. And Melt, if you don't know now, you will soon. So you better get on the fucking train, people. Look the shit up. Listen to the songs. They're coming to a town near you this fall, and you don't even know it yet. So brace yourselves. And they played a fantastic show at the Higher Ground in Burlington just the day after I was there. Hence why Isaac was there. Oh, my God. It was so awesome. Not that I was there, but I know that the videos were awesome.
No,
and
it
Isaac
was really,
can attest.
It was fantastic.
Yeah,
is a wonderful band, a great live band. It's everything you want, actually, when you go to see music.
Dude, they're great on record. They're great live. It's a phenomenal thing. And I'm telling you, you should get hip now so you can feel really cool when they're blowing up and you're like, yo, 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 I knew.
And you know what? It's original music.
Dude, they play original music, and that is wildly important to me. So Marlo produces the podcast as well. Yup, she's the guitar player. You don't even know. You're about to. Thanks, Marlo. And shout out to you, Isaac.
Shout out to you, Karina.
Get out of here. Get out of here.
To our listeners,
we
go
also
support live music.
Yes,
we shout you out.
We shout you out. And guess what? We'll be back with yet another episode of Inappropriate Happiness next week. For your ear holes, thank you so much for listening.
If we don't keel over in excitement for Madison Square Garden fish shows.
Which we might, and I think they'd all understand for the most part. Thanks, guys. Much love. Take care, everyone. Bye. City kids don't walk on grass, oh no. They walk so fast, oh yeah. I see ya, and you're barefoot on the lawn. How can we get along? We can't. I tried to learn suburban things, but pumping gas is not for me.
Osiris.
The number you have reached is 100.7 WMMS.
It wasn't just a radio station, it was a lifestyle.
Cleveland is a rock and roll city for sure.
I do like Chicago's.
Get down!
The Wrath of the Buzzard. WMMS. Cleveland. The rise and fall of one of the most iconic radio stations in America. Profiles, The Wrath of the Buzzard, PROH Files. Subscribe now wherever you get podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dave Gebro. I threw my career as a licensed hearing instrument specialist in the trash, sold my house, and created the ultimate music obsessives podcast, Discograffiti. Each episode of Discograffiti features an eclectic and wide-ranging slew of cool musicians doing long-form, deep-dive interviews in which we rate either their favorite band's output or their own from 0 to 5 stars. From Mike Watt rating the Minutemen to Terry Kirkman from The Association, Bob Nastanovich on Pavement, Bob Forrest on The Band, Bob Mayer on The Replacements, and Lou Barlow on The Zombies, each new guest swings a hard left into an area you either had no idea you needed to know about or know all about and can't believe you're not alone out there. Coming up, here's who we've got on the program. The Lemon Twigs, Robert Schneider from The Apples in Stereo, the Dedrick siblings from The Free Design, Joel Selvin on mother-murdering superstar drummer Jim Gordon, and a record-breaking 20-hour interview with the great Michelle Phillips about the Mamas and the Papas. You're not going to want to miss it because there's nothing quite like it. Don't let your youth go to waste, lads and ladies. Discograffiti. Subscribe.